From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A UN peacekeeper and two Israeli soldiers were killed today as Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah traded gunfire. The peacekeeper, a Spanish soldier, was killed in southern Lebanon in violence that began with a Hezbollah rocket attack on an Israeli military convoy. Photos from the recently liberated Syrian town of Kobani show a city in ruins with destroyed buildings, abandoned cars, and rubble filling the streets. Kurdish fighters claimed Monday to have recaptured Kobani after fighting the Islamic State for control of the border town for months, backed by U.S. airstrikes. Jordan's information minister says his government is ready to trade a jailed terrorist suspect for a Jordanian pilot being held by Islamic State militants. Mohammed al-Momani made the announcement on state television today as a deadline for the possible execution of the hostages approached. Al-Momani said if the pilot is released unharmed, Jordan will hand over Sajida al-Rishawi, an Iraqi woman convicted of participation in a 2005 terrorist attack. 60 people were killed in that attack in the Jordanian capital of Amman. Somalia's president today renewed an offer of amnesty to members of the militant group Al-Shabaab. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed said his government will ensure the safety of any al-Shabaab members who acknowledge their crimes, reject militant groups, and embrace Somalia's peace and reconciliation process. In comments released by his spokesman, he said his government will help defectors learn or a trade or get a job. This is VOA News. Floods in southern Malawi have killed about 80 people so far and have displaced more than 170,000 others. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says the floods have increased the risk of food insecurity in the region. Joe DiCapua has more.
The FAO says about 250,000 family farm households have had their crops and livestock washed away. Florence Roll is the agency's representative in Lilongwe.
Very heavy rains started beginning of January in the south of the country, and the intensity of the rain has been extremely high.
It's estimated more than 63,000 hectares of land are underwater in Malawi, about half of that cropland. A state of emergency has been declared in 15 of Malawi's 28 districts. Joe DiCapua, Washington.
Afghan lawmakers have rejected the majority of President Ashraf Ghani's nominees for a new cabinet. In a vote today, the lower house of parliament rejected 10 of Mr. Ghani's 19 selections for ministerial jobs. The international human rights group Freedom House says the state of democracy in 2014 is exceptionally grim. Syria ranked the lowest in its annual report just released. The group recorded more declines than gains in democratic freedoms around the world. A spokesman for Ukraine's military says commanders will do whatever is necessary to defend areas threatened by the latest offensive by Russian-backed rebels in the east. Al Pessin reports.
Speaking at a military base where trucks carrying supplies and heavy weapons came and went, Lieutenant Colonel Leonid Matyukhin said Ukrainian troops moved into and out of the besieged town of Delbatseve on Wednesday, indicating rebel forces have not succeeded in taking it. But he said the town took heavy shelling. A rebel commander said his forces had established a position on the edge of the town, southeast of here. Lieutenant Colonel Matyukhin said the Ukrainian army could easily defeat the rebels if they were acting alone, and he called on the West to stop ignoring Russia's intervention. Al Pessin, Kramatorsk, Ukraine.
The U.S. economy is surging, but analysts are predicting that policymakers at the U.S. Central Bank will remain patient in deciding when to raise its benchmark interest rate. Key officials at the Federal Reserve are ending a two-day meeting today in Washington and will then give their assessment of the U.S. economy. Greece's new prime minister says he wants to reach a fair, viable, and mutually beneficial solution with international lenders as he begins to reverse the nation's austerity measures. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.